Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, December 5th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Grammy-winning music producer and musician Brad Davis. Birthdays. Born on this day in 1901, the master animator and visionary Walt Disney. In 1954, he described his plans for Disneyland on the ABC television show of the same name.
Disneyland is divided into four cardinal realms, the four different worlds from which our television shows will originate. They are Adventureland, Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, and Frontierland.
Pioneer rock and roller Little Richard, 81 today. On this day in history, in 1933, the end of Prohibition.
The decisive vote of the 36th state against Prohibition is happy news for the grain raisers of the United States and for many others throughout the land. With an eye on December 5th, work is being rushed in distilleries and bottling works. Thousands are being called back to work in plants of allied industries. At least 500,000 new jobs are predicted as the result of repeal.
On December 5th, 1945, the first report of an air crew disappearing in what is now called the Bermuda Triangle. This is from National Geographic.
Ships go missing.
It was difficult to understand how such a massive vessel could just disappear off the face of the earth.
Planes vanish without a trace.
We were absolutely astounded. We said, how could five of our planes be missing?
It's one of the most legendary stretches of water on the planet.
Number one on the charts on this day in 1964, Lorne Greene, better known as Pa Cartwright on NBC's Bonanza, and the Western Tale of Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
On the KETR events calendar, the 5th Annual A&M Commerce Music Department Holiday Music Gala at 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday night in the Finney Concert Hall of the Music Building. Tickets cost from $7 to $10, and you can reserve your tickets by calling 903-886-5303. That's 903-886-5303. Call from 1 to 5 p.m. The A&M Commerce Holiday Music Gala at 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday night. And for more information, see events at KETR.org. Also remember the Commerce Chamber of Commerce Christmas Parade tonight, weather permitting, line up at 6, and the parade begins at 7. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the Grammy Award-winning music producer, guitarist, and singer-songwriter Brad Davis, who happens to call the Commerce area home. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. I don't know why we haven't had you on before now. So, first of all, you have a new album coming out.
I do. It's a George Jones bluegrass tribute album, and I've just always loved George Jones, and I thought, you know, don't do it electric. Let's do it acoustic. Offer the public something different.
So you're playing a bluegrass style with the familiar George Jones songs.
Right. We've taken a lot of his hits, and a hit, a song that was going to be, slated to be a hit, that was pitched to him for three decades, and for some reason he never did it. And it's the hidden track on the record, written by Country Johnny Mathis, which is really cool. His agent thought it was good for him, his manager, everybody did, but at the last minute, as you know, getting ready to do the record, they for some reason decided not to do the song, and so we decided to put that song as a hidden track because it was written for him. And, he's passed away, obviously, and we're celebrating his passing. And so the last song is, Ain't Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone. And the hidden track is Make Me One More Memory. So we thought it made a nice transition on the album. You and I are familiar with sequences, and that's not the case nowadays with a lot of downloaded music, but it makes a good sequence.
We're going to play, Brad, just a little bit of the single from the album White Lightning, and let folks hear a little bit of that.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, me and my old pappy had a hen and a still. We brewed white lightning till the sun went down, till he blew up the jug and he pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing. Woo! White lightning.
One thing that was exciting that you were telling me a little while ago is that you're getting some radio airplay on this.
Crazy as it may seem, you do a lot of things and you don't know how people are going to respond. You really don't. And I'm a big fan of George Jones, but when this record came out, all of a sudden, we ended up in the number one spot on Airplay Direct, and now we're in the second spot with Arlo Guthrie ahead of us. I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that because I like Arlo Guthrie. But the neat thing about it is people are, for some reason, the album cover's drawing them in because we use the 1950 RCA microphone, the same one that George Jones did a bunch of cuts on, and I sang the vocals on that mic. So we try to, try to use some attention to vintage detail. But the radio programmers are, the list is quite long of the ones that have downloaded the song already and have put it into rotation. So I'm excited, really excited about it.
And so we should explain Airplay Direct is a place that radio programmers go to find new music.
It's like going to a shopping center for radio programmers.
Yeah, and so you're getting some play on Americana stations, but also some traditional country
stations. Some traditional country.
Mainstream country.
Yeah, we're at Bluegrass Americana. What's neat, Bluegrass Americana and traditional are embracing it, which is fun. I'm excited about it, yeah.
Right. To what extent now do you concern yourself with a CD, a physical thing that you can hold in your hand, versus this thing that's out there in the cloud on iTunes or whatever, the downloading of MP3s and so on?
Well, with this record, as you know, things have changed dramatically in the years. You and I are record and album guys. Things now today, with this particular record, they're going to release one single, and the song will be available December the 10th for download, but it's on demand at Amazon. So if you want a physical copy and you're nostalgic like we are about that kind of thing, you can actually order the physical copy with the full printed material and everything.
I don't think everyone knows about your recording studio in downtown Commerce, maybe even people who live in Commerce, but that's quite a going concern now, BDM music downtown, and you're bringing in folks and constantly working on new projects down there.
Yeah, we just finished a new movie for Billy Bob Thornton, Jane Mansfield's Car, and finished the edits, the re-edits on Willie Nelson's new film. And then Louisiana Hayride, the entity, is contracted to remix all of the 2-inch tapes that were never released to the public of Elvis, Hank Sr., the list goes on, that we're going to remix for Grammy submissions for the next 3 years. So stuff like that's really cool.
So you're working on historical Louisiana Hayride material.
Yeah, really cool.
How exciting.
Oh, I'm excited because I get to actually mix the drummer that's one of my heroes in Nashville, the bass player, Joe Osborne, Jerry Kennedy, all these guys that I idolized as a kid. I'm getting to mix their parts. It's really cool.
Well, we are about out of time, but we're going to have you back from time to time. You want to play us out here for this segment? Brad's sitting there with his guitar, and it's always amazing to hear what comes out of Brad Davis's guitar. And you're listening to Morning Edition on 88.9, your station, KETR.